The latest battleground in the data economy is facial recognition. And yes, Facebook is doing that too. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, a federal judge approved a class action lawsuit against Facebook over facial recognition technology. Three users sued Facebook under an Illinois state law that says the company has to get written permission before it collects what's called biometric data. That can range from facial recognition to fingerprints to identifying the way you walk. So far, the only laws against gathering that kind of data come from a few individual states, like Illinois and Texas. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. I asked him what the danger is in collecting this information.
Privacy harms are not trivial. Ask a federal judge or a law enforcement officer or a victim of domestic violence, you know, if they have certain interests in informational harms, these privacy harms, these ones where you give someone your data and the data is perhaps misused or not treated with the kind of stewardship that we would expect, and so it gets leaked or breached. But certainly collections, especially large collections of biometric data, or even, I would say, even, you know, sensitive identifying data. You can imagine license plates, you know, having large quantities of images of where and when people drove around is going to start to make people feel pretty uneasy. But it's the same thing with your face, and your face is, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do to practice self-defense. You know, you can't wear masks in many, many states because of our history with the KKK intimidating people in voting lines. And so, unfortunately, faces are sort of a special case here. It's sort of a license plate that you walk around with every day, and you can't avoid being photographed by it.
Well, and certainly in the case of social networks, you know, people are uploading photos all the time that have lots of people in them, even if those people are not on Facebook or Twitter, and those people are being tagged and their faces are being added to that database. Like, is there any opt-out mechanism for them?
Unfortunately, the best solution is that you sign up for Facebook and there you have a profile and you actually don't allow people to tag you in images. But, you know, that right there means you have to sort of take part in Facebook. A good suggestion, I would say, for Facebook is to allow, you know, some mechanism for, you know, folks to not necessarily have an account, but to not have biometric data collected like this.
And then, because we as a society are in danger of overreacting a little bit, maybe, what's the good side of this? What are some of the positives?
Yeah, so the two main positives, usable security and ease of organization of information. So in the usable security side, right now it's never been easier to have a locked phone or a locked device. You know, before we moved to biometric forms of device locks, it was something like 20-25% of devices in general were locked. So the rest, if you found a random phone, more than likely would be unlocked and all that person's information would be for the having. Now it's much higher. Now that it's sort of a default biometric authentication, either using your face or your thumb, the devices are in the 90s in terms of being locked by default. On the ease of organization side, scroll through your photo app. If you're on an iPhone, pick a picture of someone, you know, one of your loved ones, and scroll up, and you'll see it actually clusters other photos of them down below, and you can actually scroll through photos of them. It's extremely useful in terms of, you know, strolling through your history, your family's history, or things like that. Those are both just amazing uses that I don't think anyone wants to give up, but we can have those uses and also not have sort of, you know, toxic waste of biometrics leaks happening left and right.
Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. A Forbes story noted this week that an Israeli company has harvested facial images stored by Facebook, YouTube, and other websites, and is using it to sell a facial recognition surveillance system to government agencies. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Just as you count on Marketplace for reliable, in-depth news and information, we're counting on listeners like you to invest in what we do. The more people who support Marketplace, the more we can do to raise economic intelligence across the country. And don't forget, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar when you give today, thanks to a generous challenge from our friends at Candida. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.